keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Imogen with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Gidget House in Greenslopes has officially opened to provide free mental health care to local parents. A report from the Gidget Foundation Australia has shown that 28% of Queensland parents have experienced prenatal mental health symptoms, such as anxiety and depression, up to 12 months after their child is born. Brisbane parents will now be able to access free GP-referred specialist counselling at Greenslopes. According to the CEO of Gidget Foundation Australia, Arabella Gibson, the Brisbane Gidget House is a landmark development for the foundation. As the first location in the state, Gibson aims to make access to prenatal mental health care more affordable and accessible to new parents.
As revealed by NAPLAN results released this Wednesday, Brisbane's largest state schools have outperformed some of Brisbane's most expensive private schools. Indooroopilly State School, Brisbane's third largest state school, achieved well above average results in Year 5 spelling, grammar, numeracy, reading and writing, as well as Year 3 spelling and grammar. Year 5 students at Sunnybank Hills State School, Brisbane's largest state school, also achieved higher average scores than students at Brisbane Grammar School, which charges $34,000 more per annum. They also outperformed St. Margaret's Anglican Girls School, which charges $29,000 more per annum.
In national news, almost 50,000 Queenslanders have been left waiting for social housing under the Labor government. A report has found this waitlist grew 11% in a single year, with over 1,800 Queenslanders added to the waitlist every day in the final months of the former government. The data has uncovered in the last decade, Queensland's population grew by 16%, yet only a 6% investment in social housing was seen. The newly elected Crisafulli government are delivering a plan to combat these numbers, with a promise of around 54,000 social and community homes in their housing plan.
Premier of New South Wales, Chris Minns, has been referred to the ICAC over the redevelopment of the Rose Hill Racecourse. The Rose Hill redevelopment plans to see 25,000 new homes in Parramatta converted into a racetrack. Announced in December last year, a spokesperson for Mr. Minns stated that the developments are the biggest thing we will ever see do as a government. However, the referral to the ACAC was decided over concern about Minns' relationships with the head of government relations at the Australian Turf Club, Steve McMahon, who owns the site in question. Mr. McMahon allegedly proposed the developments to Mr. Minns not long before it was announced. The Premier has stated that the allegations of corruption are completely unsubstantiated and described the decision as disgraceful.
In international news, the chief executive of United Health Insurance, Brian Thompson, has been shot dead this Wednesday morning in an allegedly targeted attack. The masked gunman arrived outside the Manhattan Hotel in New York 5 minutes before Mr. Thompson's arrival. Upon arrival, Mr. Thompson was continuously fired in the back before the pistol was jammed and the suspect fled on foot. United Healthcare is the largest US provider of Medicare Advantage plans. While the cause of the attack has not been identified, New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this does not appear as a random act of violence.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.